Ready?
Yep.
Okay, I show it to be 9:30. As our deal, we'll stand, do our pledges, and then have a prayer. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the Texas flag, honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Join me in prayer. Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. Father, we're thankful for this time that we can come together and conduct the business of the county. We pray for your guidance and for your protection for each one of us, for we ask in your name. Amen. Minutes of the previous meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Hospital bills?
I make a motion we pay the Clay County Memorial Hospital bills.
Second.
Discussion?
What was that one big one there that had a separate sheet? I asked.
The $36.50 for Melvin Jurisprudition. I just remembered what that is that when they have to, those foreigners that are over here, they have to redo their visas.
Okay.
It just dawned on me after we did all that.
They have to renew visas for?
For employees that are.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they cover that as part of their employment fees.
What, do they do that every year?
It's like about 3 to 5 years.
It's like twice a year.
Is it twice? Well, but per individual, I think it's just once, isn't it? Or is it twice? Okay.
Thank you.
Every 6 months.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't have known, so thank you, Ramona. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Lab employees?
One of them is, yes.
Okay.
I'm not for sure about him. I guess he is.
I think he is also, yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And aye. County bills?
I make a motion to pay all the county bills.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Skip down to number 8, burn ban.
Oh, it's no.
It's going to snow.
Here?
If it snows here, there'll be a lot of dry grass. Okay, I take that as no action.
No, sir.
Consent to enter?
No.
Any of you?
No.
I don't.
Okay. And items to declare surplus or salvage. I've got a letter from Dan Slagle here requesting that we dispose of the following piece of county equipment: a Dell Optiplex 330 Minitar computer, serial number 1WMQKH1, and the hard drive failed, so he's wanting to throw it in the trash.
I make a motion we declare that salvage then.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye.
I made a copy of that too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let y'all make your copies of it then. Okay, Craig's grant.
We're just plugging away on it. Yes.
I've got 2 out of my 3 roads done.
Have you ever started yet? Okay.
I've got 1 left. John, did you say we got some money back on that deal yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
Got the attorney money back.
You said you got two out of three done?
Yeah.
He's gonna be through before I get started.
I brought you the papers. Were you being asleep?
No.
He's wondering if he charged it to his precinct instead of yours.
No, I figured that one out.
I did Linville, remember the little short one?
Yeah, I got that one turned in.
Rigsby.
I didn't know you were through with Rigsby. Okay.
Yeah, done.
I need to get that stuff so I can fill out all that in them.
I brought you all the tickets.
Well, I need the computer deal.
Okay, got you.
Okay, so I assume no further action?
Nope.
Last time we tabled the motion for the contract with, the crossing for Burlington Northern. I have talked to JJ Frolick. He was very accommodating. The letter that I have for me now, this purpose of this letter is to confirm Triangle Bridge's complete responsibility for a payment to Burlington Northern Railroad in conjunction with improvement of the railroad crossing at the entrance to our Clay County property. Pursuant to the proposed crossing surface installment agreement between Burlington Northern Railroad and Clay County, for the installation of a new concrete and rubber crossing surface and drainage work at Hapgood Lane, Triangle Brick Company agrees to pay Burlington Northern on behalf of Clay County the lump sum of $16,000 for the new crossing surfaces is stipulated in Section 2 of the agreement. Upon receiving a copy of the invoice from Burlington Northern to Clay County, Triangle Brick will make prompt payment by way of check made payable to Burlington Northern, mailed to the Clay County office address above. That way we will have, can make a copy, keep it for our records, and then it'll go straight on to Burlington Northern. Burlington Northern, I talked to the gentleman there. He said, I don't care who the money comes from, as long as it's payable, and I said what we were planning on doing. He said that's fine with him. And I think that was Tim Hua, H-U-Y-A, was the gentleman that I talked to. Okay, any questions concerning this contract now? We will need a motion to bring it off the table and then a motion to accept it.
Can you go back to 10, Judge, when you get a chance?
Bring this item off the table.
I step out for a moment.
Huh?
I move we bring this item on the Burlington.
Off the table?
Yes, sir. On the crossing.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And I probably should have done that before I gave you the full information about it a while ago, but I was very proud of how well it all worked together, so I brought it on up. Any questions concerning this?
Need a motion to approve this contract? Is that what you...
Yes.
To pay it, I guess, or to accept it, whatever.
Approve the contract,
because we have a letter that we don't have to pay it. We just approve the contract and payments pass through.
I move we approve the contract with Burlington Northern, money supplied by Triangle Brick.
No. Okay.
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Sasha, this isn't a test, so you have to do a lot of filling on it, too.
both of these copies will have to be mailed in, and then we will mail one back. Okay, you have something that you want to pass in as surplus or salvage?
Yeah, two metal storage cabinets that we've replaced with some shelving. It's just old cabinets that have been around a long time. I don't even know where they come from, to be honest with you. Don't even know if it's in my inventory because it was garage stuff, but anyway, there it is. It's sitting in the alley if anybody wants them or throw them in the trash or whatever.
How big are they?
About 6 foot, about 7 foot tall, and about 32 to 48 inches wide.
Very deep?
Yeah, they're about that deep. Yeah. Metal, got two doors on them.
Really?
And pretty rusty on the bottom, but the person had them in their shop, and they got little latches on them that you can put a lock on it. But, yeah, it's got some shelving in it, and one of them's actually got drawers in it. It'd
really?
Be good for tools
or, look at them.
Or something like that, but.
Do you want to transfer them from the sheriff's office to precinct four?
Well, I'd like to look at them first. What are they, two of them?
They're in the alley. There's two of them, yeah.
Okay, behind the...
Yeah, right there by that container.
We need to wait to see if you're going to transfer them or salvage them.
Let me hold this off till next time, and if he wants them, we'll transfer instead of salvage.
That'd be super duper.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm putting this back in. Okay. And if you decide to transfer...
Just tell Ramona.
No, we'll put it on the agenda and transfer from
there. Will it be on the agenda? You can just read
yeah,
it at me.
Yeah, just read it.
Transfer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I interrupt you for a minute? On the invoices for the railroad crossing, they need to be sent attention to Deborah or? So that she can make a copy of it or?
The check's going to be sent to me either way.
So attention you?
Yeah. And I'll get them to Deborah whenever.
It asks for your email address. Do you want me to put it on there?
Yeah, it won't hurt.
What is it, CC Judge?
Yes, ma'am. ClayCountyTX.com. Okay, and next we have on air accepting financing proposals for two motor graders for precinct three.
I make a motion we open the proposals for two motor graders for precinct three. I guess you got two, don't you?
I have two.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. First one will be from American National Leasing. American National Leasing, 3-year rate is 2.25%. Second one, First National Bank, Wichita Falls.
Two point two five percent. 3 years?
It does not save the term.
What was the first in 3 years?
Yes, sir.
Second, they don't say.
Yes, sir. Right.
Okay.
Do you have a breakdown of the payment schedule and all that? He didn't send a breakdown of his?
Well, let's see what I got here. There might be something else stuck in here. Blank sheet of paper.
2.25%, but didn't say.
Yes, sir.
I just want to add, you know, I didn't really, while I understood it was a 3-year deal, I just sort of kept the payments aligned and all that's, you know, flexible within when the grader actually gets delivered and when you want the first payment. Again, I just assumed you wanted it in the same payment month and day that the current one was in. So that's what I reflected on my scheduled payments.
I'd like to get scheduled payments from him and compare both of them.
But just tell us when you want it to start and when you want the first payment. It should be the same, 2.25.
Well, start like when we get them or start when the payments are.
When do you want payments?
Payments in February like we have been.
When are you supposed to receive the motor graders?
Next couple of weeks. Do we need to put this off and give more details since I didn't tell you all that?
Are they coming on state contracts? Did you buy them off by board? They're probably going to want their money immediately. And this is November.
Yeah. We've done this several times before.
Well, your current deal has payments in April. Did you want to switch them to February?
Oh, we could put it in February. I thought they were in February. I guess that's when we moved to the last ones.
Might have been when you done the deal. And
yeah, I guess it probably was. Because this is not really good time. I'd rather wait till after we get more
tax money
in before we do that.
But he's just saying your other ones were in April, but you're wanting to move these up to February?
Yeah.
When it goes through by board, what is it? I mean, they're not going to want their money until you get your machines, right? Is that?
That's right.
They're not going to ask for money early.
And that's when they used to start. I mean,
I can't remember even how I did mine.
Yeah. Whenever John Deere Cat delivers, that's when we fund the deal. The judge signs our deal, we fund the deal, and you report it to the IRS and everything the date that it funds. So that's all sort of depending on when it gets delivered.
I couldn't remember the time frame between the time you got the delivery. And
yeah, it's an easy thing to do. It's just all about when it gets delivered.
Well, if they're going to be delivered in the next couple of weeks, then that shouldn't be
we need to give you some time to put all this together better then?
Well, I had it based on what I thought you wanted. Again, I had the delivery date around the 1st of December, December 1, and I had the payments starting April the 15th, which is the same payment stream that I showed that you had in the previous deal for 3 years that would tie back to the guaranteed buyback of $185,000.
Well, probably better since we're going to deliver them in December to move up to February for the first payments. But I need, in all fairness, I need to get
copy from First National Local.
Yeah.
Today's the 10th.
When are we going to?
The 24th is our next meeting. Is that sufficient to allow something by then?
I think.
Yeah, I could do it today, but
Well, we're gonna do it. Are we not gonna do a special meeting?
Yes.
Yes, I forgot about that one.
So we could, whenever that is gonna be.
That'd be next Monday is when my recommendation will be, the 17th.
Okay, well, that'd be.
So tell me, yeah, when you want the starting date, because we both need to be the same on the starting date and then the exact payment date. In February the 1st or 2nd?
February the 1st, then.
Okay. And when do you want to start it? Which could be flexible. I mean, it's not gonna change.
December 1st, but figuring you need the same date to figure from.
Make sure that it's a court day in February, so that we're not having to make a payment outside of when we pay bills. Always make it like, it's better to make it like, I don't know, February 12th or February 13th, so that we can pay it like on a Monday when we have commissioner's court.
Okay.
And we don't have to pay it early and then turn around and have commissioner's court.
That's last year.
Yeah, that's last year's, but you can still throw it the same, because it's not gonna vary that much. You can always have it due on
February 15th, and that way we'd have plenty of time.
We can always pay it early or whatever.
February 15th, that'd work better.
Yeah.
We used to talk about.
And use December 1st as the start date.
I thought maybe that was delivery date, but.
It is estimated delivery date.
Okay.
Yeah, and if it's off a day or two.
Yeah, you can't.
We're just adjusting.
Yeah.
John a little more money.
Right.
Will you be putting anything down, Commissioner?
No.
So that next meeting will be, what'd you say?
We have got to.
Next Monday.
Announce it, but it'll be the 17th.
Could you get me the payoff on that so I can give it to Stuart? I don't think he has that.
Go make sure we don't have anything from Monday the 17th morning. I don't think we do. And the reason for the special meeting, we've got to canvass the general election. Has to be done between the 12th and the 18th.
Well, do you want to just do that one now? Since we're gonna table this till the next Monday, so we can have one in line.
So is that gonna be motion number 8 to table it?
Is that a motion?
Do you want to set the meeting for Monday before we?
That's what.
What order do you want to do this in? We're on order of Monday.
Just put motion to table till next meeting. Okay. Did we have that in a form of a motion, John?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay. Now, let's skip to 18 since we're talking about it. We have to canvass the ballots between November 12th and November 18th. I have a jury trial this week. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
So my best request would be that we do it Monday the 17th, which falls in line.
I make a motion to have this special session on November the 17th to canvass the election.
Second.
Well, I'm sorry, third.
Third?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Judge, before we leave it, I've got them two machines coming up too, on the grader blades.
Okay.
And he's already been by and talked to us about it, so that's gonna be coming up too. And he wants to do it for the end of the year, before Richard takes over.
Okay.
And I got two blades.
The only way that we can do that big a deal, is for the entire court to vote to allow it to happen.
Right.
Is there any opposition from the court for him to go out for bids for two motor graders.
Yeah, you could do it just before.
Well, I'm not, I wasn't after to do it that quick, but Cat's the one up there at,
put it on the 17th.
He's the one that said they're going up the end of the year, and he come by, and he's already talked to Richard about it. I said, well, whatever you want. I'm not, we're gonna trade them anyway. And just renew it as far as, you know, the buyback lease program. And Phil been by and already talked to us about it, or talked to me, and he's been talking to Richard a little about it. So that's the main reason. Personally, I'm not that excited about getting it done. But Phil thinks it'd be beneficial to us to go ahead and trade now.
Have y'all got some coming up the same time, or yours opposite?
No, mine's another year away.
Okay. Yours are...
Yeah, I've got two, and then there's one that'll fall in, I think, with...
with theirs?
With Lindy's and Johnny's.
Have you talked to Richard, make sure that's going to... He's not going to work. You're going to order them the way he wants them?
Yeah. Well, you know how they come in. In fact, the ones we're going to now, they're going to have that depth on them. He's already made that clear when Phil come by and talk to me.
Oh, they all are from now on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put this agenda for the 17th to give you permission to go ahead and seek.
Okay.
If I could, one thing comes to mind is there's a 5-year buyback plan, too, if you...
Yeah. In fact, that's what ours is on there. In y'all's...
It's 3 or 5.
35, I think that's what.
3 or 5.
Yeah.
It's just
and
an
I
option.
Agree
I'm
with
just,
you.
I'm just saying it's an option in case.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Lindy?
Yes, you're right. And that would be a possibility for me since you're going to have to start using that DEF on the new ones. But that's up to you.
Yeah, I'm not that enthused about it.
Right. You're going to have to do it sooner or later.
Well, talk to Richard. You may want to invite him to be here at 17th to discuss it.
Okay.
Treasurer's affidavit number 16.
I'll make a motion we approve the treasurer's affidavit for the month of October 31st, 2014.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. Okay. Next. I was approached last week, as I'm getting out of the car to come in the office at about 8:15 in the morning, and kind of took me by surprise. A gentleman wanted us to write a letter to TxDOT requesting barricades be put at the Highway 79 bridge, which in effect would limit access to areas under the bridge. Lindy was delivering ballot boxes, I think, that day, or bring them back, maybe. It might have been Wednesday. And I called him right quick while I was still on the phone, and he said, tell the guy we'd put it on the agenda and discuss it. Since then, I have talked to Thornberry's office, have talked to Kenny, as he would be the one that would have to provide some law enforcement if they were moved. Talked to TxDOT. I have not talked to BLM, but I have put a considerable amount of thought into it. And I don't know if we legally can limit access to the federal land, no matter whether the federal land is 15 foot wide or a quarter mile or 2 miles.
Also through state right-of-way.
We can't do it. The TxDOT would have to do it, but I don't know whether we should even write the letter requesting it, is what I'm saying. And because we write the letter doesn't mean that it would happen.
No.
Because I've already been told by TxDOT that's the last thing in the world they wanted to do, but they would consider it if we wrote the letter.
I think we ought to at least wait till they settle something with BLM myself. Every time you talk to them, you hear a different story about that. Sometimes it's coming to a head and it's going to be settled real quick, and sometimes it's not. And I think we ought to wait to see what they do first, myself.
I feel the same way, since it's TxDOT right away. I think the monkey should be on their back.
Well, have they determined whether it's private property or whether it's federal property or...
Part of it is federal.
Part of it's either way.
But the barricades are going to be...
But can you barricade somebody from their private property?
There is no private property access from there. It just goes down...
To the river?
Yes. There are no gates going in to fence property off of it. Although there is on the east side. I was thinking west side, but there is on the east side.
It's really TxDOT's call because it's
still right there.
They don't have to let anybody have access to their right-of-way under the bridge. TxDOT doesn't, but that's their call, and they can do what they want to about that.
I kind of don't think that's in our jurisdiction to be putting barricades on...
No, we weren't going to...
We would not be doing it. We would be writing a letter requesting them to...
We would be endorsing it.
Yes, and the more I think about it, the less I think we need to do it.
But then you want our officers to...
It is...
See who takes them, or...
It would... And Kenny, you want to say what you told me?
Well, I agree 100% with y'all. We need to have the courts decide, and Thornberry's out in front of this deal, and let them decide on what the resolution to the situation is. But just like I told the BLM over at the old courthouse, if they put this no trespass and all that up, they need to bring some folks in here to enforce that. We don't have the manpower, and if I'm going to come to this court and ask for more manpower, it's not going to be to keep people off that four-wheeling river. I'm certainly on our side of the argument with this deal with BLM, but I just don't know that we have the resources to not only do that, but that puts us out in front. And Senator Thornberry's already, or Congressman Thornberry's already involved in it. That's where I say, let's get it resolved, and then we know where we're at.
You need a motion, Judge?
No, we can have a motion to table it, or just let it drop, either way. Unless you want to make a motion to do it.
No. I want to make a motion to drop it.
There's no action?
No action.
Yeah.
Well, what was it, a private landowner was coming to you complaining?
Yes, but he was a Wichita County landowner.
Oh, really?
But, having said that, when you open Pandora's box, sometimes you can't shut it. There is lots of folks that go down there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a mess.
Yeah. It would be.
Yes.
Time to occur.
It's going to be a mess for a long time, too.
So long after we're gone.
It has been a mess for a long time.
Is it legal to go down there now?
Yes, it is. That is the argument. This is public land, and it's open to the public. And therefore, for us coming in, and not that we're going to do that, but for somebody to cut off that access, there raises another issue.
Possible lawsuit to the county or whoever even.
Honestly, I mean, my opinion is TxDOT has every right to curtail entrance down underneath that bridge. That's their bridge. That's their embankment. That's their...
There lies the question now, whose land is it?
Well, as far as the land goes, but I'm talking about TxDOT right away.
So, oh, I'm certainly on your side, but I'm giving the devil's advocate side.
If they're stopping access from somebody going down, maybe tearing up something on the bridge, or... Then I say they
discussed all that. We were down there swatting skeeters. they discussed every bit of that. The BLM people are certainly on the opposite side.
Oh, yeah. Since that's public land, they go down there in four-wheel, right?
Not only just public land, they call it federal land.
Well, what about hunting? Do they go down there and hunt?
Oh, yes.
But the problem is once they get down there, they go on everybody's private land.
Right.
And if you shoot a deer and it runs...
That's a question of who's, where are we at? Are we in Texas, or are we in Oklahoma, or?
Also, like accidents, whenever they have to call Care Flight, they don't know whether to call Care Flight from this area or Care Flight, depends on what side of the bridge they're on.
Depends on which carrier you have, whether your 911 call goes Oklahoma to Texas.
Absolutely, and one of your hands was, had a problem, and they came to me during the Pioneer Union, said it took so much long for the ambulance to get there. When we tracked it back, that server hit Warika, and they talked straight with the sheriff's office over there, and they dispatched everything over there. Then, once they realized, then they forwarded it to us, it's 34 minutes later. That's just cell phone coverage, guys, that's just the way it works.
Depends on where you're standing.
Go, Rick.
I know this is not a public hearing, but if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to bring one other thing up, too. I personally go over there with my family, and I enjoy it. I really don't like the disrespectful nature, some of them, way they conduct their sales over there. But if it is public land, it's my understanding that the public has to be allowed access to the public land. And if the state cuts off that access over there right away, then it might fall to the responsibility might fall to the private landowner who's wanting it stopped for him to allow him to come across his property.
It opens up.
It would just grow and grow and be bigger. That's why after we agreed to put it on the agenda and got studying it more, we thought, ooh, do we really want to do that?
We don't even want our foot in the sand.
Right.
It falls back to me, too. That's TxDOT right away.
No footprints.
That's right. No footprints, no fingerprints.
I'm not telling them.
It's just like if they're working on the bridge and they have to put barricades up, that's fine.
That's why we got.
But they can't limit access for life unless they close it or whatever.
Been going, what, 32 years?
Rick, did you have anything else, or were you just here for the
entertainment?
Just hadn't been in a while.
Well.
And I noticed that Triangle Brick had something on your agenda, and they are moving dirt. If any of them haven't been out there, they're bringing in big equipment.
They had a much more big equipment today.
I know the Traco they brought in Friday took 6 trucks to haul all the parts, and they were supposed to finish putting it together on Saturday.
It's working this morning.
Is it?
Yes.
Pretty big Draco to swing a 12-yard bucket.
Yeah,
it's
got a 12-yard bucket.
12-yard bucket does a lot better. Of course, they got big dump trucks, too.
Yes, they do.
You might tell them about the new business that opened up behind your booth.
Yeah.
One bucket.
When you talk about, you go over there to the...
They may not know that.
To the bridge, is there a lot of people that go?
Sometimes.
Are we talking about...
Yes, yes.
Hundreds.
Yes.
Hundreds?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where are your flak jacket?
There's four-wheelers coming, and it's a steady stream Friday evening to Sunday afternoon from Wichita Falls, and then that road to Burt going through Byers the back way. That's how a lot of people from Burt Burnett get there. There's people camping and four-wheeling and all up and down that river all over the place.
They take travel trailers down there.
You bet.
Set up camps. It's a big...
You want to get in the paper, put you a gap up right there and shut up.
Well, and stand in front of it.
And we picked up guard over there. 2 bobtail loads of trash down there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sure did.
Well, in other words, you have to go police it after they've been there for the weekend?
That, that wasn't just daily trash either. Somebody dumped a big load down there.
Okay. I've got 2 other things. Collections through October, 5.08%. So we're started. For Lindy Choate, Johnny G, and John McGregor, there's your certificates from the school last week at Vernon.
John, don't throw it on the table.
Well, it just kept sliding. John, somebody's going to pick it up and go off with it.
That's right, they're going to change their name on it.
Okay. The next item that I have to discuss today is executive session. Do I have a motion we go into executive session to discuss personnel?
I make a motion we go into executive session to discuss personnel.
Second.
Okay. You got us.